looking at ground troops. Looks like the 82nd Airborne is being going to be within the next 2 days deployed into the Middle East. You've got about 5,000 Marines coming in, but this is a meat grinder suicide mission. And Trump, the greatest war leader ever, who, by the way, got 5 deferments from Vietnam, God forbid he actually put the real uniform on, is going to lead these men or going to send these men. He's not going to lead them. He's going to send them to their slaughter. This is going to be a disaster writ large.
Did you say you were part of the 82nd Airborne when you were in the military?
I was 18th Airborne Corps. That's the headquarters that the 82nd belongs into.
Okay, so can you tell me more about the 82nd Airborne, which are being dispatched to the region? What are their capabilities and what does that indicate? Are there, would they be more focused on Karg Island, other islands in the region, or is it more of a special operation within Iran that could lead to the capture of the enriched uranium? No one's talking about the capture of the enriched uranium now. It started off as that was the discussion initially. Now it's all about Karg Island.
Well, let me just illusion anybody that thinks you're going to take out that enriched uranium. Stop watching Hollywood movies. That's quote unquote, pardon my French, bullshit. It's never going to happen. It's impossible to do. The reality of it, it's outside of watching Mission Impossible or Bourne Identity or one of these other movies, it can't be done.
Why?
Very simple. Fly into the middle of Iran, which, by the way, has active air defenses. The one F-35 just found out about that, even though Trump keeps saying they don't longer work. Fly in the middle of Iran with helicopters. How else are you going to get there? Fight your way through an underground complex. You have to get in there, fight your way through its security forces and whatever forces then are going to be pulled into the middle. Because, by the way, you don't have any supplies except what you're carrying with you. And then carry out 450 kilos of uranium, which, by the way, is highly radioactive. So it has to be in a containment unit. So you're looking at least a 1,000 kilos, a ton of material you have to pull up from I don't know where, how deep in a mountain. And then in a mountain fortress, and then loaded on helicopters, and then fly several hundred kilometers back out. I mean, we're talking about a country that's the size of France and Germany combined, and throw in Italy too while you're at it. And you're going to fly in the middle of there somewhere in a mountain range with helicopters, not get shot down by something as simple as a Igla, which is similar to a Stinger that anybody can have, or be just shot down by light arms fire and fly out. It's Mission Impossible. I mean, it's quite literally mission. Special forces operators, they work when they control the entire environment. It's not Hollywood. They go banging and shooting and everything else. They'll go throw a bridge up. They'll assassinate somebody. They'll train the locals. But it's a very controlled environment. But by the way, most of the time, they don't get involved in firefights because they have very specific skill sets. They are always outnumbered, and if they get bogged down by even the cheapest troops, they will get slaughtered. Ammunition will end. They will not get out because any enemy operation like that, you're outnumbered 100, 200, 500 to 1. You're not talking. You're not going to bring a division in the middle of Iran. And again, it would have to be by helicopter. How else would you get the guys down and then get them back up and 1,000 kilos of equipment and uranium? So that's a Mission Impossible. It's not going to happen. You could try to force a convoy in there, but then again, considering it's several hundred kilometers across mountains, Iran is 70% mountain ranges. The chances of that succeeding are about zero, or actually negative, if you can go that far. So it's not going to happen. So what are you down to? 82nd Airborne is a light infantry division. They used to have light tanks, Sheridan tanks. Those tanks were retired back in the mid-90s. They tested several replacement tanks that were air deployable, so you could drop them with parachutes, and chose none. So now they have absolutely no even light armor backup. They're a foot infantry division, deployable by parachute. Again, you're going to do what with you can do limited objectives with them. Say drop them off on Karg Island with huge amount of casualties. By the way, let's just face reality on that. You're not going to take on the Iranian army in Iran. Iranian army that is with the militias that they've now mobilized about 2 million men on home turf in defensive positions, prepared defensive positions, have been preparing for 20 years in the mountains. with what, about 10, 12,000 men? It's a slaughter. Now, if you take Karg Island, here's the problem with Karg Island. First of all, look on a map. Karg Island is all the way on the other side of the Persian Gulf. Persian Gulf is not that small. It's all the way on the other side of the Persian Gulf. Any approaches, you're going to get spotted. It's flat. It's pretty flat. I mean, it's got a little bit of terrain in it, but there's no hills and no mountains. It's urban buildup. There's even a water park there if you look closely. Nestorian church, mosques, various urban environment in the northeast where the airstrip is. By the way, they bombed the airstrip. Trump had the airstrip bombed, so now you can't land C-130s on there without repairs. That wasn't a very thought through plan. So now you're down to what? You can do C-130s overhead, and they're a relatively slow moving plane. That's a nice fat target. You can do C-130s overhead, dropping the airborne in and dropping supplies airwise. You can do the Ospreys that can come in there, that the tilt wing helicopter / planes. But again, they're not exactly super fast either. You could do helicopter deployments from there. But again, let's see what you're facing just to land on this island. Number one, there's going to be Stinger teams, or in this case, Igla teams all over the place. You've got troops on there, so you're going to be fighting for terrain. You've got to fight for the beachhead, and then you have to clear building by building, including industrial zones, to get there. Helicopters are going to be lost. Planes are going to be lost. Igla will easily take out a C-130. Any air defense systems that they have in the area that they haven't switched on or kept on the ground, that's on the mainland. The mainland is 36 kilometers away from the center of Karg Island to just past the beaches, 37, depending on which angle you look at. Guess what goes 50 kilometers right now on the line of contact in Russia and Ukraine? Drones. Heavy drones, FPV drones, the four quads, they go 50 kilometers with a large battery pack and a nice RPG round underneath them. And then guess what happens? It's not just Russia, it's not just Ukraine that has those drones on each other. The Iranians will be waiting on the shoreline across from Karg Island, and it becomes a shooting spree or a turkey shoot, as they say in the U.S., particularly in the South. These guys are going to be chased by drones all over this Karg Island. This is a disaster. There's no forest to hide in.